For us, a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From this time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
The words of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, quoted here before, rain down through your ears to us today. Who do they describe? For whom do they speak? They tell the Messiah and promised one, the Christ, who was to be the Savior of mankind.
He is the one who was promised as early as the Garden of Eden, when God said that the seed of the woman would one day come and crush the head of the serpent, who would only be the one to strike at his heel.
But there were other words as well, words telling us how he would be born.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
And even where he would be born.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
That's enough for the prophecy for now. We have met together to hear the fulfillment of the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, the promised one, the one who came all those years ago on the very first Christmas.
A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, who's the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob.
The coming of the Messiah was no small importance. It was an imperative that he come just as the scripture had foretold and at just the right time. The writers of the gospel not only tell us his genealogy, but they tell us about the facts surrounding his birth and as recorded by eyewitnesses.
Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, and Solomon, the father of...
Many of the undertaken to draw up an account of those things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us and those who, from their eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I may have clarified and investigated everything from the beginning, it seems good also to me to write an orderly account for you, so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught.
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Thus, there were 14 generations in all Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ.
All these things were written down in God's word, the Bible, so that we can know that they all happen and they are all true.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant from David. The virgin's name was Mary.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
How will this be, since I am not married?
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God."
Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed,
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said, and to her will be accomplished.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, a righteous man who was a carpenter in Nazareth.
But before Mary and Joseph came together as husband and wife, Mary was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel said of the Lord and commanded him to take Mary home as his wife. But he had no union of her until she gave him to a son and then gave him the name Jesus.
In those days, Caesar Augustus, who was the ruler in Rome, issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everybody went to his own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave him the firstborn a son, wrapped him in clothes, and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to him,
'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests.'"
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east and came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?
We saw his star in the east
and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all of his peoples, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where this Christ would be born.
In Bethlehem and Judah, they replied, "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'"
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He had sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I, too, may go and worship him.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way and saw the star in the east ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
They saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming home, and they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so it was fulfilled, and the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son."
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream of Joseph in Egypt and said,
"Get up, take the child and his mother, and go back to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead."
So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth.
So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He will be called a Nazarene."
We know the story. Most of us have heard it many times before. It is an ageless but true. The Messiah who was spoken of in the prophecies had come, and the world would never be the same.
The same Jesus, who was the one who would grow to be a man and eventually die on the cross to save his people from their sins, just as the angel had foretold.
After he died on the cross, he rose from the dead on the third day and later ascended into heaven, proving that God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
This story of prophecies fulfilled is still there today in the Bible for anyone to read, so that we may all know the truth. Amen.
Job. That was marvelous. Here, I'm going to come down a little bit closer to you. There we go. Yeah, good job. Well, I want to tell you guys a story. And I've got a couple things I'm going to do here. So let me pull this out. And you all recognize what this is, right? Yeah, it's a candy cane. What do you do with candy canes? You eat them. That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, I want to tell you a story about the candy cane. And I hope that this will encourage you and help you to understand a little bit more about the Christmas story. Well, first of all, if I go like this, what is that? That's a J. For Jesus, that's right. Jesus, as you sung about, was the promised Savior. In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that there was coming a Savior. And this Savior would redeem His people from their sins, and He would also be a king. And that's who Jesus is. Jesus is the Savior. He is the King. Now, if I go like this, what does this look like? Yeah, shepherd's staff, right? You remember the shepherds? We just heard about the shepherds in your readings, right? And some of you were dressed as shepherds. Yeah, that's right, you were, and you did a good job. You did great. Well, did you know that Jesus is called the Good Shepherd? And the Good Shepherd gives His life for His sheep. But you know something else? The Bible also tells us that as the good shepherd, His sheep hear His voice and they follow Him. It's important to understand that God calls each of you to be a part of His flock. And the way a person becomes part of the flock is through trusting in Christ as their Savior. We're all born sinful people. We've all inherited that sin nature from the very time that we were born. And we have to have a change of heart, and we need to have forgiveness of sins so that we can be a part of that flock. So I want to encourage you to think about this, that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. There's salvation from eternal death. There is a place called heaven. Everybody wants to go there. But there's also a place called hell. And that was designed for Satan and his angels. And nobody wants to go there. And the Bible says Jesus came to deliver everybody from going there. And so that if you trust in him, you'll have eternal life as a gift for salvation. So he's the good shepherd, the shepherd's staff. And his sheep hear his voice and follow him. Now, what color do you see here? What is that? Red, right? Red. Well, let's first talk about red. Red's about the blood of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The reason why you and I can be forgiven of our sins, the reason why is because Jesus shed his blood to cleanse us from all sin on the cross of Calvary. And he rose again from the dead to give eternal life. And what color is this?
White.
White. Now there's two things that are important about this. First of all, it teaches us that when God forgives us, he forgives all of our sins, and we are as white as snow. The Bible says, though our sins be like scarlet, through the blood of Christ, they will be white as snow. Now, we don't have any snow yet. But the next time we have a big snowstorm, I want you to remember this, that Jesus' blood cleanses us from our sins as white as snow. But there's another important element about this color white, and that is Jesus, being the very Son of God, he was fully God and fully human. He did not have any sin. And he lived a perfect life on your behalf and mine. Sometimes we wonder, am I going to be good enough to get to heaven? That's not the question that we have to answer. The question that we have to answer is there somebody good enough that we can go to heaven through? And that is true. That's Jesus Christ. He was good enough. And he lived for us, his act of obedience. And then he died for us to take away our sins. So all our sins are washed away. And we have upon us his righteousness, because he lived the perfect life. And again, let's go back to the name. What is this? G? Jesus, right? J, Jesus. What does the name Jesus mean? What does it mean?
Jesus Christ.
That's right, Jesus Christ. What's it mean?
It means Savior.
Savior, that's right. So let's remember Christmas is about Jesus the Savior. All right? Can we pray together? Lord, thank you for each of these boys and girls. I pray that the truth of Christmas, of what they've just sung about and what they've read about, will resonate in their hearts and minds, that you'll open their hearts and minds. May they all know the truth of salvation and be saved, Lord, if they are not already. We thank you for them. We thank you for all the children in this church. We thank you for their preciousness, and they're precious in your sight. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've got some exciting news. After the service, Mrs. Maynard is going to have one of these for all of you to take home. And there's going to be a paper that's a little activity for you guys to do. And you can do that with your brothers and sisters and your parents. Okay?
We don't have any sisters.
Well, you have brothers, though, right? Yeah, well, not everybody's blessed to have sisters, I know, but Okay, good, good. All right. Well, it is so good to see you guys, and you did a great job today. Lord bless you, okay? You can go back and sit down now with your parents.